our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Featuring a special Valentine's Day dinner with diamond baguette stuffed with vegan ham paste, heart-shaped bell pepper with peas, sautéed colorful fruits, and sweet tofu hearts with fresh tangerine and raisin.
Today is almost Valentine, so we're preparing something for Valentine. Yes, in case you have a nice partner. Okay. We have green peas, yes, and some red peppers for decoration and to cook, green pepper, yellow pepper, and eggplant. We have also French baguette, and we have some soft silky tofu, 400 gram, yes, and we have some fruit syrup to eat with the tofu as a dessert. And we also have some corn. We have to boil it together with the vegetable. And of course we have ground black pepper, some soy sauce, and some vegetable bouillon, and mushroom seasoning. You don't have to use a vegetable bouillon, there's also some fruity bouillon, you can make it yourself. First we turn on the heater and boil the water, so then we can boil the vegetable. And we chop some of the red pepper in very small cubes, like the size of the tip of your little finger, just for some color. Also I have prepared the 4 pieces of red pepper in the shape of the heart for Wallenstein. Right. We can also keep other fruit, other vegetable. Or green pepper as well, saute it together, it's nice. And some eggplant also, cook them together. I'm gonna saute that to eat with the food. These are just preparation, eh? Cook them small. So that when you're talking together, you don't have to chew too much. Because during Valentine dinner, I guess you want to talk, no? About anything, sweet nothingness, yeah? And some green. Keep them all together. Put it aside, ready for sauteing. Cube it means a small piece like this, yeah, like a cube. You see, we have prepared such a colorful vegetable dish, and we're going to saute it in oil and condiments. See, a lot of color. To wish the two of you having a colorful relationship. Okay, the water boiling, we put the corn in there. Boil maybe 5 minutes until it's tender, huh? We can also put the pea in there to boil them together. Save time and energy. There we are. While waiting for it to reboil again and cooked, I prepare the bread and other stuff. So make some stuffed bread today. Okay, we're using mashed ham. They call it soy paste. It's like mashed vegan ham to stuff inside the bread. 100 gram or 200 grams. You see, because we are not going to use the vegetable right away, so you boil less than normal. Like normally you would boil like 5 minutes, and in this case you boil like 3 minutes, and you cover it, turn off the heat, and keep it there. So it's warm. It's going to continue to cook a little bit further, and it still keep warm until you done with your main dishes and mix them in. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to marinate the ham. I have here about 200 grams of vegan ham, and I put 1 tablespoon of mushroom seasoning. And like 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper. 1 flat teaspoon. Mm-hmm. Or less if you don't like it too much. Then some bouillon in there. 1 tablespoon. Flat. Okay. And mix it together. If you have any of these dairy-free Parmesan cheese, you can dash some in. Like 1 tablespoon would be fine. It would taste, you know, exotic, special. If you don't have, it's okay. If your ham is too wet, then you can put a little bit of wheat flour on it. See how it goes, yeah? Mostly this kind of ham, they freeze it. And when you buy it, it's like frozen. So you can add in like 1 tablespoon of flour. So it's not too wet. Okay, we mix it all together now. You mix them well together, all the seasoning and the flour and the mashed vegan ham. And if you see that it's still a little wet, you can add in more flour, okay? Mm. Can taste it, see if it's good to your liking. Mm. Yeah, I think it's fine. It's very good. You keep it aside. Okay, now we are preparing the bread. You cut it into some slice, diamond shape. About 1 inch thick, something like that. You want your relationship last forever, like diamond, eh? People say diamond are forever. If anything is forever in this world, would be nice. Okay. Some couple, they do stay together, you know, through thick and thin, like diamond. So, you see, diamond shape for your diamond-like relationship. Okay, now we take in the inside of the bread out, so we can stuff the ham into it. Huh? Cut it round. Around the wall of the bread, and take it off. See, it will have a hole in the middle like this, so we can stuff something inside. And the one that you cut away from the inside of the bread, you mix it together with the ham. So you don't waste it. Yeah? Crumb the inside of the bread that you take it, put it in the ham mixture and mix it together again. Okay, you can use a finger, simple, like this. Push the inside of the bread out. Over the ham also fine. See, this is your mixture of ham. You just remove the inside of the bread. Keep it still like half a centimeter thick on the wall, so it doesn't break and it will look nice also. Yeah. So it will stay round and diamond. Mm? Yeah, use your thumb, push it out. Very simple and quick. Leave the outside of the bread as symmetrical as possible, just for aesthetic reason. Clean, yeah. You can continue with that. Maybe make about 8 pieces of this. If the inside of the bread and too much for your ham, you can save it aside for your dog or your cat. My dogs love French bread and the wholemeal bread, but Benny, he loves especially French bread. He can eat the whole loaf by himself, but I won't let him eat so much because these are just not very nutritious bread. But it's okay for snack, you know, to make him a little happy. Life cannot be too restricted. Yeah? All right. And you be careful with the French bread or any crusty bread, because sometimes they put egg water on it to make the crust crispy. So you have to ask your seller whether your bread is completely vegan, huh? No egg, no milk on it. I think you know what to do. It's difficult in this life a little bit to have everything pure, but you can try. Okay, we mix the inner part of the bread together with the ham mixture that we had. Mix them well, eh? If you don't have this kind of mashed ham, you can use soya texture protein and round it fine and mix it together with spice and all that. Same, yeah? Or you have your veggie chicken or veggie sausage. You can ground it fine in the processor, or even small cube is fine. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. It depends on what you have in your house. Yeah? Anything we can cook. Now we put some olive oil in the pan. This, again, is the olive oil from my own farm. We harvesting it and making the oil ourselves. Right, leave it there for now. Wait until it's heated up. The oil should not be too hot, eh? In the beginning, yes, but then you put it to like two-thirds of the heat, like medium, over medium, so it doesn't burn too fast. While we're waiting for the oil to heat up, we can stuff our bread already. My kitchen is never big enough. Countryside kitchen is a good size already compared to other kitchen. Yeah. We stuff the ham inside the bread. Make sure it's flat. Cut off the excessive part and flatten it with your spoon, okay? Make it stuck well. Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah, I can spread it around also fine. But it's better, you can see the bread around it. So we cut off some of the excessive part. So we can see the vegan ham neatly inside the bread. Continue with the next one until it's all stuffed. Neatly inside the hollow of the bread. So we can see the ring around. Just look nicer that way. But it doesn't mean it's a muscle or anything. Do what you can. See, stuff it inside the bread, inside the hole. Okay, flatten it up. Maybe this one is too much. Cut off the protruding part and we stuff everything back inside. Yeah. Cooking is an art to keep you happy and healthy. It doesn't have to be very elaborated. It doesn't have to have a lot of expensive stuff or a lot of time consuming just cook with love and be creative and have fun with it. Then your food will be blessed with this kind of happy feeling. And the people who eat it will also feel happy, yeah? Affected by your happiness and your love for them. That's important. I think the oil is ready. So we'll put these stuffed bread in one by one. To fry. Fry slowly, yeah? Okay. There you are. The oil should not be too overheated, yeah? Just enough so that your bread will be cooked and your ham inside will be warm, hot and cooked slowly, yeah? Because if you make it too fast, then the outside will burn and the inside will not be very cooked. Yeah. So we turn it to like medium or a little bit higher than medium if necessary. You will see how it goes. Cooking is an art, remember? So it's not like mathematics, okay? It's better you cook more with intuition and love in your heart. You check always if one side is brown or golden. Too much, then you turn to the other side first. Let him have a rest and then turn it back again later. And then after a while, you check if your bread is okay. If it's too hard, too quickly brown, then you turn it lower. And if not, it's fine until the last minute when you want it both sides golden brown, then you can always turn the heat up quick for a quickie brown and then take them out. If one side is already golden brown, no matter what, you turn it to the other side first. It looks okay there. Yeah, when you see it's golden brown on both sides, then you can leave it on a plate like kitchen towel. So it absorbs some of the excess oil. Yes. Good. Done. This is also done. See, they will look like that when they're done. Yeah. These are more or less done. Meanwhile, we're going to take out our vegetable. It's still boiling hot. Wonderful. And cooked. Yeah. Remember, these things you have to eat hot. So eat like when it's still very crispy and warm, it's the best. When you pour the water out, you put it into a bowl or something, yeah? Otherwise, too hot for the worms and the insect down your sink or in the pipe. Please consider. For us, they are just a worm and insect, but for them, their life is precious, like everybody else. Yes. Okay, we leave it on here, and then we sauté the vegetable quick. Otherwise, it's not going to be crispy and hot with it. Yeah? Ah, that's wonderful. It's all good, good, good. Some golden, some little brown, but not burnt at all. Beautiful. Looks so good. Yeah. Okay. See, there's some little oil left in here. We sauté the vegetable quick. All we do is pour the fruity, the fruity vegetable. You know, the peppers and eggplant. Turn it too hot. A little bit of coriander powder in it and some bouillon and mushroom seasoning. And 1 tablespoon. Some soy sauce, quick. A few drops, yeah. Coriander powder. About 3 spoons. The ground pepper. Yes. could have all kinds of things.
Okay, stir it up fast. And put in a little water. A little bit.
Okay. I think this we don't need any juice or sugar in here because this kind of vegetable is very, very sweet already. I still check. It's very good. No need. Now we add in like a tablespoon of flour, on top, the thickness of. Stir it. And it's done. That's it. We don't cook the vegetable too long, eh? So it's ready to serve with our bread and other fruity veggie. You can have any other vegetable that you like, eh? Okay, because I don't cook with vegetable anymore. I just cook with the fruity veggie. So this all we have. For the tofu, it's easy. We just warm it up maybe a couple minutes in the microwave and pour the syrup on top. Or even eat cold like this. It's all ready to eat. I think we're going to serve it cold. See, we can divide that piece of tofu into four triangles. Yes. And then we'll cut into heart shape, symbolic of the heart. Yes, just cut the triangle in the middle of that triangle. Then it become the heart. Yes. Be careful because this tofu is soft and it's not that solid and strong. So you handle with care. See, we have two heart here already. Yeah. Let's put the heart facing each other like this. And then we prepare another two hearts. Just cut a triangle in the middle of the large size of the triangle, then you have the heart ready. Very simple. Yeah, there we are. Four hearts. Two each. Oops. So we pour the syrup in the middle. Yeah, and a little bit on top. Like that. Oh, one tablespoon, yeah, more or less. It's very simple and delicious and nutritious. Life can be very simple. Can also put some tangerine and some, raisin. Perfect already. Perfect example of good nutrition and good look. Yeah, pin the raisin on it. Look like it grow there, right? Nice. Okay. I love the way it looks. Just wonderful. Yeah, can't wait to eat. So this is your Valentine dinner, ready and beautiful. This is your stuffed bread, like flour. And I make the heart shape of the red pepper, you see? And inside is green. Yes, wishing your relationship forever young. Your two hearts will be always youngly, newly in love. And this is the tofu that we made into the heart shape with tangerine, fruit syrup, and raisin. The raisin is black, the tofu is white, the syrup is clear and sweet. These are the symbols to ensure that your relationship we sail through the dark and bright times of life in pure, sweet love. Enjoy. Yes, we even have zero alcohol champagne and fruit for fruitful relationship and a candle to guide your love to enlightening level. Not physical, but enlightening level, helping each other to elevate and practice till the day you reach your true love in heaven. Yes, my dogs are my love. Well, they are happy there too. Yeah, resting on the sofa, waiting for the Valentine dinner. Now, you see, all you do is invite your beloved and surprise him or her with this delicious, simple to make, easy to digest, enjoyable, joyful, happy Valentine dinner. I even light incense and have the oil lamp to infuse nice, beautiful aroma throughout the room. You feel very good in an atmosphere like this. See, this is aromatic lamp. Yes. And you can put a little water on the table. Very romantic dinner. Zero alcohol champagne. Bon appetit.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you enjoy more plant-based meals which honor all life.